Norwood says since she won't face a runoff, she's ready to start planning for when she takes her oath.
My first two terms, I was very comfortable with other people taking the lead, and I still will be if they do so. But there are some initiatives I want to see implemented.
Norwood points to improving public safety and protecting green spaces as issues she plans to tackle, but didn't offer specifics on those points. She edged out incumbent Aaron Watson Tuesday, despite the fact that he raised more money and had the backing of Mayor Reed and the Democratic Party. Watson was one of two incumbents backed by Reed who regularly went along with the mayor and whose council support is now gone. Mark Roundtree is a political consultant.
She doesn't owe her election really to anyone and could be quite independent for that reason.
Roundtree says that could help Norwood in a council that's mostly gone along with Reed.
She could actually be the go-to person for someone if you're looking for someone to lead on an issue where a traditional political ally wouldn't want to cross paths with the mayor.
For her part, Norwood, who identifies as an independent, says she's worked with the majority of the council before and can do it again.
I feel very comfortable that I can work with the council, with the president of council, and with the mayor. We all have the city's best interest at heart.
Norwood left her council seat in 2009 to run for mayor and lost by about 700 votes to Reed. She'll be sworn in January. Michelle Alloy, WABE News.